Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Does anybody have the answer to this question? Why is it so crowded today? Are you all on Valentine's dates? So I guess I gotta remember to have a show every year on Valentine's Day, because it's my show's for lovers. Doug Lovers Movies. Oh, by the way, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
It was an interesting read. You might not get a call back. We'll see. Coming to you from one of our two L.A. homes, the Nerd Melt showroom in the back of Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard. As I said, it's Sunday, February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Let me see those sweet candy-covered name tags. Look at that, front row, a whole box of candy. I knew that was gonna fucking happen. How could that not happen? We've got some good ones, and you guys are all right up front and everything. That's amazing. You beat the LA Marathon traffic and got in lined up inside a comic book store. Wait a second. What's it say instead of Wreck-It? It just says Wreck-It? Oh, okay. Doesn't the W look weird? Oh, because there's a head covering it, part of it. Okay, Wreck-It, Ralph, and your name is Wreck-It. It's Ralph, really? I didn't know that people name people that anymore. Ralph? Is it short for something? Like Ralphmund? Ralph Dolfo? I give up. Stevie for Vendetta?
Yeah.
And your name's Stevie?
Yes.
Stevie and Ralph.
Yeah.
My favorite couple. No offense, Chelsea. What's going on with Greg Proops on that one over there? No, that's your face. You got a Greg Proops face. And it says Doug and Otis, because your name is Otis?
Yes.
Who meets anyone named Otis anymore? Unless an elevator's being repaired. Wait, why would Otis, elevators, why would Otis himself come out and do the repairs? Well, thank you to everybody. Oh, there's a candy man, of course, with some Sour Patch Kids and other stuff stuck to it. I don't know how much of a sweet tooth my guests have, but good luck with that strategy, you guys. And thank you for making all those name tags. Doug Plugs, Doug Loves Movies is back at the UCB Franklin here in Los Angeles this Friday, February 19th at 10:30 p.m. I've got a plan for that one. I've got an idea I want to try. So that should be a pretty pretty fun show, or a spectacular failure. And it'll be way past my bedtime, so it'll be sleepy, Doug. And we'll be back here next Sunday at 4:20 at the Nerd Melt showroom. And I've got shows coming up in New York City, San Jose, Washington, D.C. We just added, there's going to be a Boise show, and Atlanta. DouglasMovies.com for all the details, and some of those details aren't even there yet, so sorry about that. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. SeanJohn1166 tweeted,
"Roses are vases, lotion is for the skin. You will be my Valentine, or it will get the hose again."
I just thought that was so sweet that somebody came up with something like that for this special Valentine's Day. This has been Tweet Relief.
Is she a great big fat person edition?
And then I wrote from the corrections department and then nothing. So either I forgot what I was supposed to correct or nothing was wrong on the last episode, which seems very hard to believe. Had to be some sort of muck up. Let's see what's in the prize bag. We've got VHS tapes, of course. I'm unloading all of these. Gilmore Girls, episode called Lorelai's First Day. So it starts with her coming out of the birth canal. Or it's a fantasy episode where she becomes president, and on her first day, she repeals and replaces Obamacare. You're going to win both of these. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, an episode called Out of My Mind. I don't even remember that one because I was crazy at the time. I told you you wouldn't be able to not talk. All right. I taped already Not Safe with Nikki Glaser, and it's going to air next Tuesday on Comedy Central 10:30. It's me and Ron Funches, and Nikki Glaser's the host. And they give you a backpack full of sex stuff because the show's all about sex. And one of the things that I just don't have time for is the sex position coloring book, Playtime for Couples. And then a nice assortment of colored pencils. I don't know why it's all sex positions, so I don't know why when purple and blue and red are going to come into play. That seems weird. I saw Deadpool at the Arclight the other night, and they had cool coasters that say Deadpool on them, so I grabbed a huge stack of those, and we'll be giving those out for weeks and weeks. What's this CD here? DJ Slim presents Hemp Hits. So all your favorite hemp hits, all on one CD. A Bob and Tom CD, and a blank card that you could send to someone that's made out of recycled paper or something from the Traverse City Film Festival. And then I don't even know, there was a cartoon called Generation O, and I guess there was a band on it. So it's three songs by the band from the cartoon that I don't remember, and you guys are clearly fired up about. All of that is in the prize bag today, in addition to whatever my guests brought, if they brought stuff, because I think the communications weren't good in that regard. Please give a big, warm Valentine's Day welcome to Seth Herzog, Pete Holmes, and Diamond Dallas Page.
We did it, guys. I just beat Pete Holmes in the Pete Holmes Award for speaking on the mic first.
You also sat next to Doug. I don't like that at all. Hi, everybody. I understand this Doug fella likes movies. I think this podcast is called Doug Likes Movies.
I like that Pete Holmes just came second in the Pete Holmes game.
Yeah, that was my goal.
I don't like it.
So that means we're going to talk to the third panelist first. Our first-time guest. Very excited to have him. It's Diamond Dallas Page, you guys.
Diamond Dallas Page!
Yeah. A second announcement.
Tell us, Pete, tell us some facts about Diamond Dallas Page
Diamond
and his wrestling
Dallas
career.
Diamond Dallas Page is a wrestler.
Not anymore.
He was a former wrestler, but you know, you can take the wrestle out of the boy, but you can't put the boy in a match with a man.
That is unfair.
That was something like that.
He's got the best win-loss record in WCW history.
I understand that.
Yeah, that's a pretty good credit.
He has no idea who the fuck I am.
No.
No, I do.
You're the penultimate warrior. You were the one after him. That like was a pretty good riff. You were in the movie Enlighten Up, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. You saw that?
Yeah.
Yes, I saw a movie about yoga.
Wow.
Get
defensive.
The fuck out of my face. Of course I watched every movie about yoga.
He was excited, and you got defensive.
No. I'm only teasing for fun. He understands a good ruse. I will destroy you. See?
Right.
Yeah, he might accidentally drop you on your head, though.
Oh, I believe me, I
the
get
injuries.
It.
Yeah.
I've seen the wrestler. I understand the physical prowess and the real danger. Yeah. I would never be
you
a
can't
fool.
Fake gravity, you know?
That, yeah, right?
Fuck
tell
yay!
That That's tell funny. That to Sandra Bullock. So. So first of all, DDP is what people call
but
you?
But they did fake
call
gravity.
Call me Dallas or Diamond, yeah. DDP, whatever you feel, I'm good.
DDP. Which one? Diamond or Dallas?
Either one.
Dealer's choice?
Take your pick.
Yeah. I love it. DDA? I'll call you a different thing every time.
Cool, go for it.
Yeah, I will, Mr. Page.
Just don't call me asshole.
Did you?
Nice.
Got a real problem with that.
Don't call me late for supper. So,
is asshole the one you don't like?
No, I don't give a fuck.
That's his trigger word. Yeah. Oh my God, he just elbowed Pete Holmes. Yeah. This is perfect.
Pete Holmes is down. Pete Holmes is down.
I'm so glad
He's
Pete
bleeding.
Holmes is sitting next to Diamond Dallas Page.
I will weird. Turn you into blood, Diamond Dallas Page. Have you heard that one before?
No, not really.
I said not really, like someone once tried to say it.
Let me ask you this, Diamond Dallas 40, North Diamond Dallas 40. Do you think you've gotten a concussion ever from being in the ring?
Tell the truth, motherfucker!
I didn't know. You were opening your own window so you could go through it. I thought you were opening it for me.
Excuse every time. I didn't know. Every time he's being arrested, I did not know.
You're dealing with people that own a day of the week. Lesser known line.
No, it was in the ad. It's a pretty well known line.
Thank you, Seth.
Albert DDP concussion. Well, let's meet
our other. You still want to know the answer to that question?
Yeah, you probably.
Oh,
got.
I was just. Yeah, you can answer it if you want.
To be real, like when I would get knocked out,
yeah,
the first thing I would look to see if there was a red light, which told me that. Oh, fuck, the cameras are on. And I have no idea where the hell I am in that match.
That makes me afraid.
Yeah, me too.
What does this do?
What does this do? Oh, this is my headset.
Does it play music?
No.
Oh.
No, it's also, I like it's retractable.
I like that. I wish I had that for my NES controllers. Doug, I got a super NES.
I bet you could get those if you wanted them, Pete.
You probably could.
Yeah. let me introduce these two other fellas that are up here. Pete Holmes is back, everybody.
Oh.
We couldn't tell.
Yeah, no one probably noticed that church mouse of a man.
I'm a teat mouse, sir.
I almost said that, but I thought.
Yeah, no.
Church mouse sounded
a church
sweeter.
Mouse can be a teat mouse, mm-hmm. But regardless of the varietal of mouse, if you're in a church, you become a church mouse.
That's true.
No matter what kind of mouse
Unless
you are,
you're a church
Jewish
rat.
Mouse.
Yeah, well, there are no Jew mouse allowed in a church.
What's I'm saying? Well, what if you wander in by accident? Then you're saying, smelling the food. You want a notch.
If you
make wander
them
into
a
the
tiny
church.
Yarmulke, I think they're allowed.
A tiny yarmulke,
how it works.
Yeah.
It's just
tiny
a little yarmulke. Snow cap with the white parts taken off.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of non-Perel humor. Doug, for the gift
there's,
bag.
There's no equal to Pete's humor. Well, let's say hi first to Seth Herzog.
Yeah, okay. Hello, everybody. Yeah, very nice smattering of applause. Thank you very much.
Seth's visiting us from New York for a little bit, and he helped make one of my dreams come true last night because...
Don't, no more, no further questions.
No, no questions have been asked. There had been nary one question.
No starting of questions.
Whatever you're thinking is real.
He got me into the Roots when they're out here doing Jimmy Fallon. They do this jam in a small club called Cafe Hotel.
Oh, that's great. You got to stay in touch with your Roots.
I got to. The whole crew. So I went and watched that.
Thank you.
And it was lots of great... There's lots of great special guests and stuff, but I mostly wanted to meet Questlove, and when he saw me, he was excited to meet me.
He went nuts that you were in the room.
Yeah, it was super, super awesome.
This is just, because you can't pat your back as much as I could, but Lenny Kravitz had just performed
Lenny
on Crates,
fucking blew the roof.
George
off.
Clinton went nuts. The show had finished.
Wait,
Quest
George
comes
Clinton
off stage.
Was in the audience? Or?
No, on stage.
They
too.
All did guest appearances.
They all performed.
With
they all
the
performed.
Roots.
I thought he went nuts for Lenny.
No, well, he did, but after.
Okay, just be clear because I'm paying attention.
So then Quest comes down and sees Doug Benson and he goes, "Oh my God, Doug Benson!" Just goes nuts. That was
Thanks.
It. That was it. That was the whole. That was the whole story.
Yeah, it sounded like you were really gonna make it big, and then you just pretty much. Just longer version of what I said.
Yep.
But it was a delightful time, and thank you for hooking me up with that. And
fun.
Thank you also for sometimes the guests for various reasons. Today, of course, with Seth, it's Valentine's Day. You have a lady.
My wife is here.
You had it. She's here. My wife.
Yeah.
And you had
Borat's here.
And she's over there too.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna beat me to every one of my bits today. And
who hungers for games?
That's not how it.
That's not a bit. He doesn't do that bit. He does that bit.
Who here hungers for games?
I'm gonna need the exact wording on that.
Who has an appetite for festivities? Come forth if
correct.
You like to parch thine beak in games and merriment.
I've listened to this TV show. See, I'm looking for the red light. I don't know where I am right now.
It's pretty obvious.
So Seth came over here in some crazy-ass traffic, Hollywood traffic.
Yeah.
You texted me, I'm stuck on Highland.
I was stuck on Highland.
And I don't know why you stayed on Highland for any more time. Because it goes north and south, and this street goes east and west.
I know. I was going to just sit at the Hollywood Bowl for a while.
Got over there. So, you were up there. Okay.
I was up there coming south, yeah.
Fair enough. So, I'll teach you a shortcut when you're coming down Highland.
Why were you at the Hollywood Bowl when there wasn't a show there? Were you on a date with Eric Stoltz? Hi.
Four people got that joke.
Pete, you
Four
are some kind of
joke.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Seth 3, what you need to remember is there's the live audience and then there's the at-home audience.
Yes.
They're ripping huge bong hits and laughing whenever I speak.
That was the most overconfident thing anyone's ever said.
I'm very hard.
At least he made sure that the listeners were impaired before laughing at everything he says. Bong rip, laughter. So Seth did not bring something for the prize bag.
But
so
I went and bought something.
You went to the comic book store here.
$5 mystery.
Meltdown Comics.
So we don't know what it is. It could be something amazing.
You could have bought a foot-long sandwich.
I could have brought a sub. No one would have wanted that.
And also, hey, a big spender, what about a $10 mystery?
They didn't have them.
Buy two $5 ones.
Okay, let me tell you something.
That sounded like DDP just jumped in and yelled at him.
Yeah.
Buy more of them.
I think you have a gentle heart. I can sense your essence, and you're a lamb, sir.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
There's a Big Trouble in Little China.
That's good.
Comic. Looks pretty good. Good Day.
God is Dead.
Oh, God is Dead.
This is the first time you've read?
That is a great way to go.
Firestarter.
To go through life.
No, it's Starfire.
Oh, you almost said Firestarter again. Superwoman, Wonder Woman, Injustice. What is he, rape her? What's erotic, that going on there?
That's erotic fan fiction of Superman and Wonder Woman.
Oh, no.
I'm going to keep that one.
You know what? She uses her bracelets to deflect his sperms as they come at her.
Yikes.
Yes. And Towering Inferno.
I think it's just Inferno.
Just Inferno.
But if there was a Towering Inferno, that would be very good.
She so gets all of that's in the $5 bag.
All that in the $5 bag.
Pete's got a joke.
I had riffs.
Is it too late?
Every issue you had, I had riffs.
Well, I have issues with you having so many riffs.
As Nietzsche said, good day. And then I leave. Oh, mercy.
Did you ever get in the ring with Nietzsche, Diamond Dallas Page?
No.
What's the who's the closest you ever come to killing? Like, do you ever kill the guy?
No.
You ever miss your daughter's birthday because you can't get your life together even though you're great in the ring?
No.
I take back what I said about the lamb quality.
All right, what do you got for the prize bag, Pete?
Something that there's only one of, and I made it. And you can see it's a spoon, of course. But on the front, I've drawn a man smoking a doobie. And that's because I wrote on the back, it's Doug Ben Spoon.
The people at home are dying right now.
Take another rip, you guys.
And they can't even see it.
I like the drawing. The drawing on the inside's cute. You got a little face in there.
And they're smoking a doobie.
Yeah. That's funny. I would consider that the outside.
Do you remember...
The inside, the outside?
Diamonds Are Forever. Do you remember...
Inside's the inside.
When they used to, like, wrestlers used to sneak a spoon into the ring and try to, scoop out a guy's eye with the spoon?
You mean use the foreign object to reach down and grab out? Was never really a spoon. A fork.
Oh, okay.
A fork.
I remember a guy using a spoon once, but I was a child, so maybe
they wouldn't let him watch the real stuff.
But yeah, but that died a long time ago. The guy's trying to sneak things into the ring to sharp objects.
It still comes back when you need it.
It does? Yeah, when you need it? Did you just say when you need it? It's there in a pinch.
Certain matches.
A little old school, you know?
You keep it in your drawers?
Yeah.
That'd be fun to go to dinner afterwards, and you're like, I brought my own. And you're like, ooh, musky. Not mesquite, musky.
Musky.
Mesquite.
Yeah, it's the mesquite.
Yeah. And then Wonder Woman dodges mesquite. Okay. I tried DSN, you're bet.
Part of the reason that Turn the Page is here is because... I'm going to run out of these pretty soon. You're featured in a new documentary called The Resurrection of Jake the Snake, about Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yes. Yeah?
How much are you in it? It's about him, but you're in it a little bit or a lot?
Well, if you know the story of Jake Roberts, if you know who Jake Roberts is, say aye.
I'm sure this crowd, yeah, okay. Exactly.
If you know perfect. Jake went for serious, like not just some casual hooch or drink occasionally, Jake went off and just went into the abyss. And that ain't funny because it's all about, coke, crack. Like, his whole career was over. He was banned from the WWE, 16, 17 years. And he's the guy who helped me in my career. Like, I didn't start wrestling until I was 35.
I could start now.
No.
Yeah, right now. Go!
Bottom line is, my career didn't take off until I was 40 years old. And the only reason I did as good as I did was because Jake Roberts took me under his wing. And he taught me a shitload.
He was Liam Neeson to your Christian Bale. Just say yes. You're in a comic book shop, say yes.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. The bottom line is, I always wanted to help him because I was lucky. I made a lot of money. And I wanted to always pay him back. And he was pretty much at the end of his track when I got a hold of him about 3.5 years ago, and I brought him to my house, and he lost a lot of weight because he was so, it ballooned up, but he also was brittle. He couldn't go from standing to the ground and back up again. And we took a journey that I originally called it when I said, Jake, I just want you to see you walk away from the program. you know, with your head held high, you know, like walk away from our business.
Not high.
Not high. Just trying to get to the other side of high.
Thank you.
And
the name of my book.
Held hell.
Trying to get to the other side of high.
Thank you.
Other side of high.
All right.
Bottom line is, bits aren't working.
The bottom line is, when we started this journey, one of my buddies, Moser, he's a comedian here in town, and he said, "Holy shit, dude, you're gonna actually try to turn Jake Roberts' life around," which was really dark. He said, "That could be the resurrection of Jake the Snake." I said, "That's the name of the movie." Never knowing where it was gonna go. We premiered at Slam Dance last year. We're the first film that Slam Dance actually took on the tour and put Slam Dance Presents. And right now, we just were on a month on iTunes. We did exclusive there. And we had, last time I looked, there was 280 reviews. 275 were five-star reviews, which, you know, that's pretty hard to do on that.
Yeah, those other five guys are dead.
God damn it, Doug!
So close, you pulled it out.
I was going to say, are you on a manhunt for those other five men?
Only the scumbag who put one.
That's fine, that motherfucker.
There was a one-star giving motherfucker?
Yeah, you know that goes.
Right.
Who's going to resurrect him?
Hey, honey, I'm on the show right now, and we're live. Everybody say hello, Brenda. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
Okay, I got to go. Love you. Bye.
Know anyone was on the phone.
Listen, Dallas, I'm at the hospital.
Pete saw it.
I saw. This shirt
Pete
is a phone.
It. How dare
Everyone
you?
Say hi to my mom right now. All right, I gotta go.
Look, she's calling back.
Yeah.
She's calling back.
She's calling back.
There's your proof.
It might be important. Why don't you talk to her?
Here. Hey, honey, you're on the show. What's up?
Oh, I wanted to let you know I have my wallet.
Awesome.
Married to a mental patient.
How long back?
She calls him all day long. I want you to know I ate grapefruit. The wallet was lost.
No, what happened was she bringing the wallet went into a black hole, and we're
then they collided, and now we know what gravity is.
Yeah.
Honey, just calling to let you know I took a number two.
You say that because you're over there.
No, what? To her it's
yeah.
What if he works his way to you?
I'm going to be like chicken bones and random slaps of flesh.
I'll be screaming, think of your yoga. Right?
No.
You do yoga, don't you?
DDP yoga. What's it called?
DDP yoga.
All right.
But essentially, it's a basic flow yoga, you know, to center your chakra. Okay.
It's called DDP yoga. You should go to DDP.
And tagline what?
It ain't yo mama's yoga.
Yeah. He's wearing the DDP yoga shirt.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
I saw the yoga movie.
You know what you give me, Pete? You give me time to think. You know, things like, what is Pete doing here again? No, so I went through a publicist is why you're here today, because a publicist reached out about the next phase of this movie and wanting people to go see it, and I was psyched about the idea of having you on the show. But did the message get passed along that we have this prize bag that we put stuff into?
I brought Pete.
Oh, okay. Get in the bag, Pete.
Get in the bag.
I'm the prize. I'm going to live for 2 months with whoever wins.
I don't know if that's a prize.
I don't sleep, and all I eat is Eggos.
Lego, Pete. Lego.
I want to see that movie.
Maybe,
give me the
do you have like your headphones or your sunglasses?
No, I'll give someone the DVD. I did not
the movie
know
of
that
the film.
But I will give the DVD that's coming out in a month.
Yeah, he will.
And
take
I'll get
your
you
address.
A private screener, so you get both.
Boom! Oh. Boom! Boom!
Get the
boom.
Resurrection of Jake the Snake, and I will make sure you get a DVD on top of that.
Boom!
All right.
Boom!
Boom!
All right.
Yeah, so come up after the show, just hang out for a second, and the winner will come over and I guess give you their email.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, awesome.
Hey, let me say one thing here, because I don't remember exactly how he said it, but you're all movie fans here. And I just got to give you a review that came from Josh Brolin.
I know your code.
All I'm going to give you.
You cannot hurt me, or I will tell people your code.
You can now call his wife. I know she has wallets.
Many wallets.
Yeah, you got a lot of activity.
What he wrote at the end was said, a great story of hope, love, and real compassion. So whoever gets that, gets the prize, gets it right there for free.
Hope.
I can't believe one of the Goonies said that about about your movie. How do you know Josh Brolin? Where'd you run into him?
Well, I didn't. The executive producer, Chris Bell, one of the executive producers on the show, or the movie, he did Bigger, Stronger, Faster. He just did a whole thing on pills. He's a really good director. He made an entire
movie on pills?
Yes. Abuse of pills. Bigger, Stronger, Faster was all about friggin' steroids and getting bigger and stronger and faster.
For the listeners at home, I grabbed Doug's microphone.
Pete took me out of play for a moment there.
Yeah. I'm tired of being beaten to the well of bits. I was going to say, what did he make on pills? Same sort of joke.
Fill in the blank, you got it.
Stayed up all night doing origami, you know. Different drugs, different things.
Do you get to the movies very often?
Yeah, I tried it. I'm a big fan of that Martian movie that came out.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah, I thought he did a hell of a job. I could see him winning.
Can we stop going, the science checks out? Who said that and why did they say it in that voice? Yeah.
Everyone. Did you see the Martian? It's phenomenal. The science checks out.
Every tweet Pete reads sounds like that in his head.
Did you have a conversation with Edith Bunker about the science of the Martian?
Archie,
I check the science.
I'd just like to say, now and forever, who gives a hot shit? Unless I'm stranded on Mars,
movie.
I don't give a fuck.
Right. You're going to be stranded on Mars. You're not going to go, well, time to harvest my own shit.
Exactly.
Or whatever you did.
And stop trying to teach me. I'm just teasing. It's fun that the science checks out. But not exactly a comedy, was it, Doug?
No, sir. Yeah. Oof.
Kind of a downer, really.
But they pulled a tricky move and it worked at the Golden Globes, calling it a comedy.
Good Globes.
And,
Good Globes.
You call it Good Globes.
Good Globes. Yeah. And what was the last movie you saw, Pete?
What's out there? I'll tell you if I saw it.
You saw The Revenant?
I didn't see it.
Ride Along 2?
You know why? It looks cold. I don't want to be cold. I don't like watching movies where I'm like, he looks cold. I'm cold. I also don't want to watch movies where everyone's eating because I'm like, that looks good.
From now on, I'm changing the format whenever you're on, and the question is, what movies haven't you seen?
And I'll tell you why I won't see it.
Yeah.
I saw, what's in the theaters now?
Zoolander 2?
No.
That's too,
Ride Along
too soon.
No.
Also too soon.
Out of Africa?
Don't make up movies.
That's a
real
old
movie.
Ass movie. It's not
from
a theater.
85.
Aren't we all out of Africa?
Did you see Deadpool?
I didn't see Deadpool.
Your friend is
Your
in
best
it.
Your best is in it.
Yeah, Deadpool, get down!
He doesn't yell much. He plays kind of a calm character.
Yeah,
he doesn't raise his voice, but he's really good.
TJ's he's changed, man. He's not as wild.
He's calmed down.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
He's got glasses. He's got glasses and a haircut that I'm hoping was a wig, so he didn't have to look that throughout production.
I've heard that's a very specific burn. I feel like I have seen movies. I just can't remember anything. I saw Carol, and that was all right.
Yeah.
It's weird watching.
Not enough Christmas songs in it for my taste. I really went expecting it to be about lesbians knocking on doors, singing carols.
Silent night, lesbian sex. You know, that's what it is.
Yeah. All right, Pete, we're going to move on now.
No, ask me, what's the last movie you saw, and I'll tell you if I saw it.
We already had that conversation, Deadpool.
You saw Deadpool?
I did see it, yes.
Something that we haven't discussed.
That I just saw?
What's another movie?
I saw all of the Oscar-nominated shorts. Live action and animated.
Yeah, there's two sessions you have to go through.
That's just like a complicated way of telling me you're going through a breakup. That's just code for my heart has been hurt.
I saw all the Oscar nominated shorts, live action and animated. She's gone!
I went this morning and the place was packed with all adults, no children.
Right. Yeah. They're all trying to cheat on their Oscar pools.
And their wives.
Yeah, I just...
In the theater?
Yeah. That's what movie theaters are. They're like bathhouses in Greece.
Everyone hooks up at the animated shorts.
It's only short for the beginning.
There's some good work being done in both live action and animated shorts. And they pardon the expression, they get short shrift. So I wanted to see them all this year and have more of an opinion. I had seen one of the animated shorts at a festival and loved it. So I knew I'd get to see that again. It's called The World of Tomorrow. And it's really great, like 17-minute short. So it's probably out of your attention span, Pete. But it's really nothing.
And good night.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
For
the listeners, Pete's really going for the face laughs. And Seth, what about you? Real quick.
The Martian, I think, was the last thing I saw.
The last movie you saw was The Martian that came out in October.
I know, but I just saw it on the
He didn't
DVDs.
See The Force Awakens.
No.
What?
I have not awakened yet.
I will show you out, sir. DDP.
Let me take off my mask first.
I don't even get that.
Well, I already know.
The big spoiler that Princess Leia's a lot older now.
Yeah, Princess.
Doesn't wear the bikini again.
Yeah. She really let herself go. No, I know the big spoiler.
You should now say I was just kidding about what I said.
I was kidding about what I said, Carrie.
Yeah, he's seen it. Force Awakens.
I'm also
Seth's publicist. People aren't gonna like what you said.
Oh really?
So you should backtrack and be like, she's great.
She's the best. She's so funny on Twitter.
A woman's value isn't derived from her body
at all. She's
a national treasure.
National treasure.
Her talent and her vision and her work.
Did your publicist say, do you want to sit next to the new Abbott and Costello?
I don't get it.
He doesn't know which
that
one he
is. That felt like you were doing a routine.
Yeah, that was kind of classic comedy bit, but so when I pretended I wasn't paying attention. We're in that realm now. Talk about
Let's
another
get out
movie.
Of it. So this is the part of the show, Pete, where I
saw Anomalisa. I saw Anomalisa.
All right, I'll bite. What did you think of it?
Anomalisa Kudrow.
That's your review?
That's not even an answer to my question.
I just wanted to say that. I did see Anomalisa. I don't know. I think we need to awaken to the idea that we can save ourselves and stop waiting for some random woman in a hotel to change our lives. You know what I mean? Just because there's some love and novelty and we're constantly yearning for something, we need to understand that a person is really just the impetus that unlocks the key stimulus that saves us. But Charlie Kaufman is in his late 40s, maybe 50s. I wish he'd make a movie that says we have the keys that we need to save ourselves.
Exactly what I hoped would happen.
He just didn't follow through, though.
Yeah.
How dare you, Seth? For those listening at home, the wrestling legend, see, I'm glad I did what I did because I got a headlock from
reverse.
It's
called a diamond cutter.
Diamond cutter. Oh, that's your signature move?
This is my signature move.
Diamond. Of course it is.
It's fucking hugs.
All right, Doug, what's the next part of the show?
I'd like to see another move. I'd like him to do another move on you. How about the turd cutter? Here we go.
Oh. Yeah, that was a turd cutter.
Woof. No fart could have reached you that quickly.
Yo, are you kidding me?
Isn't it funny? There's a delay. That's proof that God has a sense of humor. He's like, you'll hear it before you smell it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Are we not talking about the Martian enough?
No, we're...
Did you see the Martian? He's stuck up there!
Fucking...
Nobody liked that
it's
movie.
It's his favorite movie.
No
he
one
just
liked
said
that
he
movie.
Loved it.
Everyone sat there going, I better say I liked it because the science checked out. You mentioned Gravity. That is a better Trapped in Space movie. Can we agree?
I like
no?
it.
No?
You liked Martian
I think Gravity's
more?
A better...
Oh, there's a problem. I fixed it with tape. Get the fuck out of my face. That movie should have been called No Conflict. Oh no, I don't have food. I grew some food. Get the fuck out of my face. Sandra Bullock was hurling through space and Clooney was dead and then he was back and then she's in the water. You're all wrong.
Shut up. Let the games begin! Yeah.
Who here hungers? For merriment. Does anyone have a Pete Holmes themed one?
No. No. Why would someone have a... Did they know you were going to be here?
Yes.
Some did, maybe.
Is that okay. A no on a
I think
Pete Holmes
I think I leaked it.
I have your face.
He's got his face. Your
that
face.
That would be Pete Holmes themed. Yeah.
All right. You have his face where? On your what?
It's like small. It's in a group.
All right. Well, don't.
Who else is in the group?
Pete.
Yeah.
What? Pete, you don't. Guys, don't interview the people about their right. What they brought.
If it's in a straight out of Compton montage, I would take that.
Just everybody, hold up your name tags, and all three of my guests on stage are gonna just get up and physically grab the name tag you'd like to play for today. Out of all these choices, and while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after this.
They're commercials.
Message.
Yeah, they're.
Yeah, you don't have commercials on. You made it weird.
Not mid show. We have class.
No, we do it. We're doing it right now because I don't want people to listen to you haggling over name tags for 20 minutes.
That's true.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this episode is brought to you in part by Postmates. Postmates is transforming the way local goods move around a city by enabling anyone to get any product delivered in under 1 hour. And you can get a free delivery with the code Doug. The Postmates network of couriers can deliver from anywhere. Think GameStop, Chipotle, Walgreens, McDonald's, 7-Eleven, or any other local store or restaurant. Literally everywhere. With a few taps, Postmates will bring you any product right to your door in less than 1 hour. It's like magic! So next time you don't want to leave your game, download the Postmates app on iTunes or Android and enter the code Doug for a free first delivery. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by our friends at Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Make sure you head to lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter the code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate. I just watched a video of my friend Chloe Dykstra opening up her loot crate, and that was fun. They guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme, and all items are curated around that theme. For February, we've braved the dangers of Alexandria and bribed some mercs with chimichangas to bring you the finest loot this side of the afterlife. This month's theme is dead and reaches across genres to bring you 5 exclusives, including a t-shirt and 2 figures to celebrate new episodes of The Walking Dead. Oh my god, did you see the second season premiere? Second half season premiere? Lost a lot of characters. Oh, and Deadpool's solo film debut. So whatever Deadpool thing is in there, it's gotta be cool. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to save $3 on your new subscription today. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back. Who are you playing for, DDP?
I'm guessing it's Andy Man.
Yep. Yeah. Instead of Candy Man, he changed it to Andy Man.
It's covered in candy.
And it's got bees.
It's got a thumbs up.
And candies.
You don't eat any of that shit. You're lean protein and steamed broccoli, right?
No.
You'll eat a Sour Patch Kid?
No, I won't eat this shit.
I love that part in where Nick Nolte goes, "Don't eat that shit, it's for losers." You see that movie?
No, I didn't see it.
Trust me, it
happened. But it was funny when you said it.
Thank you. Who are you playing for, Pete? I'm going to play for, is your name Otis? Yes.
Otis.
Well,
Doug and Otis.
Yep. So it's a Milo and Otis thing. There's cows and ducks and there's a pig.
Now that it's closer to me, he looks less like Greg Proops.
Hey, kittens.
Is that your Greg Proops impression?
Wait a minute.
Don't ask, was that your Greg Proops impression after I did it and it landed?
Well, hey, San Fran.
Yeah, that sounds more like a Rip Taylor.
I lost it.
I have to point out, because it said not to, it said shithead.
Yeah, don't read.
Good thing that was sealed.
Yeah, they put that on there because...
Okay, just make it sure.
Here's what happens.
Is this full?
Pete, I don't know what you're doing. Quit playing with his candy.
I'm currently wondering if Sour Patch Kids are vegan.
Quit touching his patch.
No, but they're gluten-free.
We're going to play a series of games, or maybe one game because it's hard to get through them with Pete here. And then somebody in the audience is going to win all the stuff we put in the prize bag.
Including Doug Ben Spoon?
Including Spoon.
And then...
you drew on. That's now unedible because you drew on it.
The spoon was never edible.
Seth, I need you to stop speaking to Pete because he cannot not respond every time. And we really got to get moving here because this is a show.
Are you not entertained? Gladiator.
It's fun. But I just have to explain that if the people who lose, there's shitheads on the back because I'll call anyone they want a shithead as a consolation prize.
Okay.
And you can put it down on the ground too if you don't want to hold that thing on your
crotch.
Looks kind of bulky. Yeah. And I don't. Pete might do some lines off of it.
I've done a bump of Sour Patch Sour, the powder.
How'd that work out for you? Seth, I told you not to talk to him.
I didn't say anything. You're asking him about snorting Fun Dip.
Who's Seth playing for?
Yeah, thank you so much, Diamond.
Yeah, who are you playing for, Seth?
Ted's flying solo today. And it's sweet, and I liked about it is that it's Valentine themed, and it was both sort of high tech and very ghetto. Like, he looked like he made this in like 1 minute.
Seth, as your publicist, they're not going to like that you said ghetto.
It looked very low income neighborhood to me.
Seth, say about this name tag with Han Solo on it. I love this name tag.
I love this name tag.
I know. All right, so
I heard you improvise that line.
Oh,
he did. He just threw that in there because he wanted to go to lunch.
Yeah.
It was a long speech. He's like, I know. And then they went to lunch.
Will you go to lunch, Glenn
Will
Gary,
you?
Glenn Ross? I'll only interrupt if it's lines from movies.
any movie?
Not a guarantee.
All right, it's time to play a game, and this game that we're going to start off with today, I'm very excited about because it's been a minute since we've done this. Let's do some lines with Mark.
You guys want to do some lines?
I love
you. Fucking do this shit. Let's go fucking meltdown. Let's fucking do this shit.
I can't believe Mark Wahlberg was waiting all this time.
It was.
You call it waiting. I call it working out, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's always doing Kegels. How's it going, man?
I loved you in Ted 2.
You fucking ain't right, you did, because you're an American. How you guys doing? You doing good? You're lucky I wanted to get out of the house today, Doug.
Why did you want to get out of the house?
Fucking Donnie's making a stew for Valentine's Day. I just watch him just put fucking carb and starch and all that shit, and he made me sick, so I'm like, I'm leaving. And you begged me to come save your show, so here I am.
You still live with Donnie?
You think I live with Donnie?
Hey, is there any truth?
I had to build a garage I don't even use just so he could sleep over it.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you're going to star in the Marco Rubio story? You got the hair for it.
If he was an ex-cop at any time in his life, I'll fucking play that role.
All right, so...
You really got to come to the live tapings because the body movement...
You're missing out on so much by not being here.
I mean...
I would say the bracelet alone is worth coming to see.
Yes.
This bracelet weighs 32 pounds, motherfucker. All day.
It's a bracelet.
It's a bracelet. Very good.
All right, so Mark is going to say a line from a motion picture, and then the three of you, just as soon as you think you know or you have a guess of what movie it is,
do we raise our hand or buzz?
No, just say it into your microphone. Right. As soon as you know it, he gets very into it.
Avatar.
Yeah.
Sometimes are you just guessing? Are you practicing?
You're warming up.
Okay. I'm warming up. Yep. Starts with the A's.
Hudson Hawk. You ready to do this shit, Doug?
Yeah.
We already have a guess of Hudson Hawk. Like, yeah.
You know he's got a lot of Hudson Hawk lines in his quiver.
All right, here we go.
Look good, feel good.
He always says that.
Look good, feel good.
That's not the... Now's when the line starts.
I want you to give this to your son, okay? It's a Randy the Ram action figure. It's
$300.
It is the fucking wrestler.
It is the wrestler. Diamond Dallas Page.
Way to go, DBP.
Killing it.
Fucking right, you diamond cutting motherfucker.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, guys.
That's it? You only just one line?
Yeah.
I wanted four or five.
It's a special thing.
Okay. If you had done the one where Todd Berry was masturbating, I would have got it. Same movie. I like that you got that. I don't want to get that. Even if I knew it, I wouldn't have got it.
The clue was Randy the Ram.
Yeah. Woo!
The Resurrection of Randy the Ram is out on iTunes now.
And also, it was fun how you had already been referencing the hell out of
it
before that happened.
Yeah. You've been talking about the wrestler the whole show.
About the wrestling.
The one line, you're like, duh, I don't know what that is.
As your publicist, people are going to have a problem with your broad, dumb guy voice.
I feel like they related to it in terms of you.
Oh, you salty dog.
All right, that means that Diamond Dallas Page gets to go first in our next game. And the next game is something that I called, somebody named it, not me, ABCD's Nuts. And it is a spelling game.
I was always the first kid out of spelling bee competition.
What? The first kid out?
Out.
He'd be voted out.
And then O-U-T. You just wait outside and kill every one of them as they leave the... You'd eliminate as they got eliminated.
Can you spell ouch?
All right. Hit me.
All right, so... We're going to spell. I do very much enjoy the Deadpool movie that came out. I liked it a lot. And so that's the word we're going to spell today. And the idea is we'll start with D, with DDP. You name any movie that begins with the letter D. And if it's the movie...
All day afternoon.
If it's the movie Boom. I wrote down right here...
Had a cup.
And it matches... you're our winner. And I did not write down Dog Day Afternoon, but that was a good answer. I wrote down a motion picture called Daredevil.
Not my first choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Seth next. Seth, a movie that begins with the letter E.
East of Eden.
Yeah, that's an E one for sure. I went with Elektra.
It seems to be a theme.
Seems something's happening
here. There's a theme.
Pete Holmes, A.
Air Devil.
Great answer.
I connect every once in a while.
Okay, real answer now. Like how Paul Lynde used to do a joke answer.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
real answer.
But do your real answer as Paul Lynde.
Apocalypse Now. Apocalypse Now! You ever just want to watch Apocalypse Now? I'm the alien from American Dad.
You're welcome.
That's what he's doing, basically. He's an impression of...
Yeah, it's not Paul
him.
Lynde.
He's, you know, yeah. Paul Lynde's dead.
But it's his voice.
Okay. All right, so I went with American Splendor. A great
I love that movie
based on a graphic novel.
Ordinary life's pretty interesting stuff.
Well, that was Pete better than knows your something. He does not hold back.
I don't know, man. I think I have cancer in my neck.
I'm Toby Radloff, the original nerd.
Oh,
very good.
Erection is back. It took a break.
All right. DDP gets D again, the letter D. Any other movie that begins with D?
Somebody Yell It Out.
What? No, that's not how this works.
You can't do that.
Wow.
Why not?
He just changed the rules and it's okay.
It up.
I would love to see you on Celebrity Jeopardy.
I just won. I need an answer from somebody.
Sorry, they didn't yell it out in the form of a question.
Deadpool.
Ooh.
Oh, all right. I guess I have to take it.
Is that what you wrote?
No. I wrote down Doctor Strange. Yeah, 2007, animated.
There is a theme here.
Yeah, Seth P.
Movies with women in them.
Right?
Get out of our turf.
I was just playing a character called a man who thinks only men should be in movies, yeah. Like the way only men were allowed in Shakespeare plays.
As
back
your
in
publicist,
the
they're not going to like that character.
If I double down, I think I might win them over.
Pete, switch seats with Diamond's Dallas Page.
Don't do it.
Have you ever been in an airport and
paging Diamond Dallas?
No.
Ooh, I get it.
Yeah. P.
Remember, pneumonia starts with a P.
Like Johnny Pneumonia.
P.
Jesus.
This is harder than you, think.
Yeah.
When you're under the lights,
yes, tough.
You know.
Yeah, it's
when tough. You're out there,
a lot of pressure.
Sure, you can body slam someone in the comfort of your own living room, but do it on Saturday at 8 p.m. under the lights. Sorry, showbiz talk.
You're apologizing to showbiz talk? What do you got? Any movie begins with P.
Peter Pan.
There you go, see?
Yeah.
You could do it.
But I was trying to find a comic book
like Punisher one. Warzone?
Like Punisher.
Oh, is my letter. Oh.
All right, so you got O, Pete.
Oh, man. Avengers.
Is that that movie about artificial insemination?
Yeah.
Without permission? Without consent?
Oh. I'm gonna go with Oprah Winfrey Presents The Avengers.
I hate you so much. I hate you so very, very much.
Oh, there's no O comic.
All right, we'll go to O for Diamond. Do you got an O?
Othello.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Only men were allowed in the production of Othello.
Is that character back again?
That's right. That was me doubling down. It didn't work.
Did you ever have a business card that said Diamond Dallas Page, a girl's best friend?
Ooh.
I think that would be cool. All right.
Every kiss begins with K.
I went with
that. That has nothing to do with anything.
Uh-uh.
I've never seen someone just want to speak more in my life. Yeah. Not even a connect.
I hate Steven Singer Pete Holmes.
I have one. After this, you want to go out for De Beers? That was excellent.
If only we were in Chicago.
They make diamonds.
Oblivion is what I went with.
Oblivion.
That was based on an unpublished graphic novel.
What was your other row?
Let's find out as we continue to play this game. Seth gets the next O.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Hell. Oh, God, book two? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a real thing. I went with Once because I couldn't think of any other O comic book movies, but I do like that movie, Once. And then finally, the last letter in Deadpool, L.
Me?
Sure.
Lean Lantern.
Okay, now we go to Diamond Dallas Page for the win. L.
Lantern Green. I'm doing the Dewey Decimal answer. Card catalog.
Why would that be? There's no reason to do.
I'm hurting.
That
some
happens
of the audience.
With an A, not with just a regular word. Lantern, comma Green. It's not grit, comma true.
Uh-huh.
Do you have one for L?
Leaving Las Vegas?
Yes! I said an old movie called Looker, because it seems like it was based on a comic book. But it's not. That's ABC's D's Nuts. We don't have a winner, because nobody matched, so that means Diamond Dallas Page is still in the catbird seat. He gets to go first again.
That was a hard game.
Yeah, you made a game only you could win. Did you think you were the guest?
Yeah.
People win it all the time.
Looker?
But you know, like around the first few, they were pretty.
I understand.
Like E for Elektra, somebody could have got that.
Yeah.
If they were thinking Daredevil. If they just heard Daredevil, then they might have gone, E, oh, Elektra.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I didn't know there was a theme.
It's weird.
Next time.
It takes two to create the theme. Like, you wouldn't have known just from Daredevil that they was.
He's right. You know A is one, but until B is two, you don't know C is three. Because what if it's A is one and B is one one?
But what if A one was Deadpool, so you knew Deadpool and you knew Daredevil, so now you got two comic book movies. You could have started mathing up right around there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you, Doug. None of us are up here looking for clues and themes. We're just here because we don't give a shit about showing our loved ones we care.
Wait, what's your lady doing
today? Not you guys. You guys are with your partners. We'll hang out. You know,
maybe later, maybe not.
I don't need Valentine's Day to tell me to treat my lady right, like I don't need St. Patrick's Day to tell me to get drunk during the day and shit my pants. It's amateur hour. Enjoy your linguine, you fucking hacks. I'll be at home, Netflix and chill. And I don't mean fucking, I mean watching Netflix.
All right. I'm trying to decide which game we should play next, because we probably only have time for one more. Which one do you like best, Pete?
I like the one where you have to make a movie based on the last one that they said. That one.
Build a title?
There's no way we're going to play that.
No way?
No way.
I don't think I could do it today, but I'd like to
see
everyone
else. Yeah, I think
you'd
be really bad at it.
Bad Lieutenant. That was so fucking right.
Do you know what I would add to that?
What?
Ant-Man.
Lieutenant Ant-Man! Oh! I'm coming! That was so good. We don't even have to play. How's it going to get better than that? That was the best 30 seconds of this podcast that's ever happened.
Man out of time.
I'm not putting it down, but how are you going to beat that?
Seth just tried. What did you say?
Man out of time.
What's that?
It's a movie.
Man at a time?
Man out of time.
But man out of time?
Denzel Washington, am I crazy?
You mean the butterfly effect?
But there's a man out of time.
On fire.
But there's a man out of time is another movie.
Man at a time.
No, it's not.
Man at a time is what you say. It's what you say when you're overwhelmed at a gay orgy.
Now we're arguing about a game we're not even playing.
Man
Insanity.
Man at a time. Time machine. Ex machina.
I lost a game we weren't playing. Okay, let's not play that game.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good. We dodged that bullet.
Bullet man. Diamond Dallas, what's your favorite game on this podcast?
If I had to guess, I'd say he probably loves Last Man Stanton. As do audience members. And this game's got a fun wrinkle, Pete.
A wrinkle in time.
You get a lifeline.
Ooh.
If you can't think of the answer at any point, you can, or if you just want to use it strategically, you can ask the person who you're playing for, the person whose name tag you have.
Diamond Dallas Page has been doing this the whole time.
Yeah.
He tried to, yes. But now he really can use his lifeline just once. And Dallas, the idea of this game is that we, I like to play along on this one. We take turns naming movies from one actor or actress that'll be provided by an audience member. When you can't think of one, or you say a movie that's wrong.
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
I don't know why. Because you seem like a man out of time to me. And then, if you can't think of one, you can go to your lifeline one time.
So it's an Elvis Costello song.
It's the actor, and then you get to name the movie. One of their movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so obviously we try to get an actor that has a lot of film roles, and obviously it gets hard pretty
what
fast.
What if you say Kevin Bacon
start
and
to
we
run
just
out.
Go all day?
Kevin Bacon's been in a lot of films.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, what if the show goes on for another 3 or 4 hours?
Well, that's why we're starting this game now. We don't have to be out of here for 2 hours, so I think we'll be in good shape. No, we do have to get out of here very soon. Got about 15 minutes for this game, but you never know. Good.
Let
fast.
The games begin.
What's that from?
Yes, finally we're gonna start playing games.
It's Doug. It's what?
This is the real. This
That's
is happening
what
for
Doug
real
says.
Now.
Okay.
Go ahead and start recording the show back there. Because Pete has declared that we're gonna start.
I don't like Hunger Games for the same reason I don't want to watch Revenant, because it's like they're so hungry. I don't
want
to see something.
I want you to lose so badly. This is what we're going to do. Diamond Dallas Page gets to pick what actor or actress we use. Someone that's been in a lot of films, so that it makes us be able to last for a little while.
Okay.
Who do you think? Who's somebody you're a fan of that you know a lot of their work?
Oh, God.
Yeah, we'll give you a second to think about it.
It's a real advantage. Pressure. Real advantage. Don't say O.J. Simpson.
Naked Gun.
Naked Gun 2.5.
Naked Gun 3.33 1/3.
The Towering Inferno.
Poseidon Adventure?
No. That whole O.J. was in, he was also in,
See, am I the best or the worst?
Capricorn 1.
Capricorn 1, yeah.
Capricorn 1.
That was the fake
moon landing movie.
But there was like a Martian landing on that. Didn't they go to Mars?
Can we stop talking about the Martian?
But at Capricorn 1, they go to Mars.
Capricorn 1, also, Pete, the science.
Checks out. Nope, not at all.
Didn't check out at all.
It's about the faking of it, and that science checked out.
I thought of another way to say it. The science leaves the hotel. Because it checks out. Oh. Diamond Dallas Page, do you have...
Everyone at home just groaned into their bongs.
They exhaled a groan smoke. a groan smoke.
Burt Reynolds.
All right. Now we're talking. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. This is a good one. All right.
No, Burt. You just sealed my fate. Burt. You couldn't say Morgan Freeman. You couldn't say Scarlett Johansson. You couldn't say O.J. Simpson. I would add a...
Burt Reynolds?
Yeah.
Very excited about this. We like exact titles in this game, so start us off, DDP, with a Burt Reynolds film. Just anyone of the entire...
Deliverance!
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, great Burt Reynolds.
Probably...
Classic Burt. You're talking about the mean green and blue jeans? I know Burt. Woo! As he's known.
That's how he's known.
I don't know anything about
that. That was Ned Beatty.
It's your turn.
I'm going to go...
What did Pete say?
He didn't say anything.
Oh, it's his turn.
Oh, it's Pete's turn. I thought we were going
to... Burt Reynolds. We'll change the order around.
I okay. Was in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, he was. I almost doubted you. You seemed unsure.
I wasn't sure if it was him or like some guy that makes his own fried chicken. I can't tell.
Is that a Colonel Sanders riff?
Yeah, he thought it was a Colonel Sanders thing.
I don't even know.
He doesn't even know so anymore. Scared.
Pete's getting tired. It's almost nap time.
Yeah.
Can somebody get my Eggos?
It's a deep callback.
Well, from like 15 minutes ago.
15 Earth minutes.
Not on Mars.
Trust me, the science called down for a late checkout. You'll be seeing that one make sense around noon.
It's good to laugh with friends.
All right.
Okay.
Seth, which one do you want to go with?
I was going to start off with Smokey and the Bandit.
I'm glad you said that one because I thought it was Jake and the Fat Man.
That was a TV show.
You're a TV show.
I'm going to go with... Sharky's Machine.
Oh, okay.
Then we go back to Mr. Page.
The Longest Yard.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I'd also like to say a cameo in the remake of The Longest Yard. The line
he
to
did,
suck
right?
D's nuts starts here, dog. I'm going to win. He definitely was.
I think you're in trouble. If you're already going for that as an answer.
Yeah. Smoking the Bandit right. 2.
Yeah, oh, you that should be allowed. Grass.
That shouldn't be allowed.
But you could have got yourself in trouble if there was like a subtitle
not.
At the end.
I had the poster. There's
Smoking
not.
The Bandit 2. Banding it up again.
It is not.
Still smokying.
It might, if there was anyone, it was Eastbound and Down, but that was the song.
Right.
Burt Reynolds.
I'm going to go with, how about, let me say, At Long Last Love, the musical that he starred in with Cybill Shepherd that everybody hated. It was a falaparoo. DDP?
Semi-tough.
Mm-hmm. Now that you're finished insulting Pete, we need a title of a Burt Reynolds.
At least I'm semi-tough.
Yeah.
A semi can get the job done. Yeah. Semi-tough.
What do you got, Pete? You can do this.
Mr. Baseball.
Why do you laugh at yourself when you're so incompetent? Why is that amusing to you? He's really in Mr. Baseball?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't think he is.
He plays the manager
of the... Oh, look at... Somebody's looking it up? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, he's looking it
Holy
up.
Holy shit.
You don't have to look it up.
He's calling up, he's calling up list of Burt Reynolds films. He's going to be great at this game. Yeah.
I can't look.
That. Yeah.
Was...
He's cheating.
Hey, Siri, how's it going? Was Burt Reynolds in Mr. Baseball?
Here are Burt Reynolds' Southern League stats from last season.
His stats
There's a guy
last season.
In the Southern League named Burt Reynolds. And Southern League of what? Cricket?
Not a no. Not a no. Still alive.
Okay, so Pete's out. Nobody here thinks he was in Mr. Baseball.
He's in movies that are called like a flapjack and an Indian. Two Spaniards I don't trust in a fist fight in a Corvette.
Here's a fun game. Every time we get back to you, you can say another one of those. And we'll all pretend you're still in the game.
Make a GIF.
No one's filming.
No one's filming you to make a GIF. Everyone made a mental GIF.
Make a mental GIF.
Seth?
I can't believe no one has mentioned Cannonball Run. The greatest end of a film of all time.
Why is it so great?
The outtakes, the credits.
Oh, that was when they first started putting in the outtakes.
Yep.
That Dom DeLuise, his laugh was contagious.
Contagious.
Yes.
Contagion.
When that guy would
yes,
laugh.
Yes, it sounds similar.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right,
just
well.
Give me crayons and I'll be quiet.
I got to go with Cannonball Run 2, of course.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the simple way out, but I'm sure Diamond Dallas Page has another one.
I can't remember the fucking name.
Oh. That's what happens. You
the
can
one
picture
where he's
the movie.
Swimming out.
You
and
can
he
picture
swear
him.
He wants to
he's,
die.
Look
wants to
at
kill
him
himself.
Swim. He's
Waterworld.
No.
He's swimming. He's got gills. He's drinking his own urine.
He gets all the way out there and then he decides he wants to live.
Oh,
yeah. Andy, I'm going to you, Andy.
Oh,
you
Andy.
I'm going.
Andy could say that title or
I
whatever title.
I could have gone to Otis
choose,
that whole time.
I know, you fucked up.
Yeah, you did.
Andy, you going to pull us out here or what?
Andy, what do you got?
I got nothing.
What? You know?
I'm going to call. You I'm going to say
I got something, fucking Doug. You guys want to do a fucking line? Let's save this shit. If I was on Titanic, that bitch would still be floating.
Did you get along with Burt Reynolds when you made Boogie Nights?
Did Burt Reynolds get along with me? The answer is yes, motherfucker.
Wait, so you didn't get along with him?
No, I didn't get along with anybody. I almost got in a fist fight with John C. Reilly.
He's the nicest guy in show business.
No, he's not. If you throw a fucking marshmallow to his head at 2 o'clock in the morning, he gets super fucking pissed. I was like, eat it, dude.
Didn't you blind a guy?
No. I tried to exit a store. He got in the way. His eye fell out. Well, you gotta bring up bad shit, Pete.
I am feeling the vibrations. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, it's about that time to bring forth the rhythm and the rhyme.
Why isn't the whole show you?
It is, Pete. It is.
All right, so what are we doing? You're going to give us a line?
I'm going to do a fucking line, and All then right. I'm going to throw an assist to this diamond-cutting motherfucker right here.
Be nice to him. Good.
So is he the only one who can guess, or can we all guess?
I think we can all guess.
Yeah, everybody's game, except for the normal people. All right, here we go.
Stay out, normies.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? Please continue with what you were saying. Oh, you're finished? Well, then allow me to retort.
Oh, this is at the Republican debate.
No. From the top.
Please welcome the candidates.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration? I didn't mean to do that. You were saying something about best intentions? Well, please. Oh, you're finished? Okay, allow me to retort. What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
Pulp Fiction!
It is fucking Pulp Fiction!
All right, I won my show back. Get out of here.
No, I'm going to help Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, what's you giving him an answer?
I am going to give him a fucking answer.
All right.
Ready?
Andy Man is no good. How old are you, Andy Man?
32.
And you don't know any Burt Reynolds movies?
You named all of them.
We did get the
game. Oh, safe answer. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You picked fucking Longest Yard 2. You did Smokey and Smokey to double up on Cannibal. None of you motherfuckers came up with anything original.
That's all right, bro.
Not the Valentine's Day episode I envisioned.
Oh, it is. It fucking is. Donnie's done with his stew and he brought a bat. Let's fucking do this.
I said Boogie Nights.
Well, you should have said it this did. One because DDP gets it. Fucking Striptease.
Yes.
Striptease.
Yes.
Very good.
All right. I'm going to go run a 10K. Work out, people.
Stick around. I might need you back here, Mark.
All right, Pete, you get go ahead and use your lifeline if you want.
Oh, my.
Unless
Otis.
You thought of one on your own.
I am out, but Otis.
You are out, but I want to use the lifeline.
Hooper.
That's
what I was going to say.
That's a great one. The Hollywood stunt.
No, we ruined it.
Oh.
You didn't have
Hooper. You could do another
can I still
one.
Use,
set?
Can I still use Hooper, even though it's given the guy who's already out?
I got my.
I designated him back in because he is going to lose ultimately.
Don't we all, Doug?
I don't get that. So, oh, we all lose ultimately?
I know someone who can resurrect you. I'm helping plug the movie.
Yeah, that's good.
Resurrection of Jake the Snake.
Yep.
Available now on iTunes.
And Amazon.
It's only $8.99?
$5.99 to rent.
$5.99 to rent.
How much to buy?
$14.99.
So you have to wait, you have to play that game. Am I going to watch this movie more than twice in the next year?
I think so.
What a fun game, Pete. Seth.
All right. I was gonna say Hooper.
Right. You got another one. It's Burt Reynolds.
Hooper 2.
No, come on. Get it together.
Stoker Ace. Stoker
of course.
Ace. Yeah.
Stoker Ace. See, I told you got this. You still haven't used your lifeline.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, your lifeline's not gonna know anything. But.
Nope.
The guest should pick this. The person who looks the nerdiest. Pick their name tag.
The
you know,
nerd?
Andy looks like just a normal guy. He doesn't know shit about shit. He's the Andy man. Can't. All right, so I will go with Gator.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Gator?
Gator. Yeah. He directed that one as well.
What are you guys doing? Typing Burt Reynolds into iTunes?
DDP?
I think it was called Endless, but I can't remember the name exactly.
Oh, the never-ending story.
The one where he's swimming out. I can't
remember. Oh, Limitless.
Yeah. That's what happens. You get sort of stuck on one of them, and
can't remember.
It's hard to... Yeah.
Fuck.
Good try, though.
Good job, DDP.
Pete?
I got my fake answer. Blue jeans and homemade cocaine.
Okay, so you're out for the many times now. Seth, it's you and me, man.
Oh, Lord.
Let's do this.
What if that were an answer? It might be.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Yeah,
say it with confidence.
You can't just guess. Yeah, you got to be confident. And then you're sitting next to someone, me, who's going to say, that's not a Burt Reynolds movie.
I can look up his baseball
confidence
stats.
Is not going to... It only tricks me every once in a while.
Fool me once.
Okay,
yep. Okay. Seth. I think
these people have to go to dinner and stuff.
Wasn't he in North Dallas?
What?
North Dallas 40?
No, I think you're now just confusing it with Semi-Tough.
Maybe I am confusing
same
it with Semi-Tough.
Same, similar. I believe.
Yeah, Semi-Pro.
Semi-Pro,
different movie. Will Ferrell. Yeah.
Will Ferrell.
So that's it? Or you just...
No, I'll think of something.
You're just going to guess a few until you hit one?
Yeah.
You're the winner anyway.
Am I? Mm-hmm. All right, we did it! Hey, you and I, the guy!
Oh, yeah. Well, do you want to go to your lifeline?
Okay, do you have one?
Let's let him show off.
Ted?
Best Little Whorehouse in Texas,
of course.
A musical.
Of course. Best Little Whorehouse. They still have that whorehouse on the back lot at Universal. It's funny, when they drive by, they're like, that's the best Little Whorehouse in Texas. And I'm like, kids love looking at the facade of a whorehouse. And there's where the Desperate Housewives lived. Oh, same thing. Another facade. This is where The Burbs was filmed, damn it! That's what I yell out. All right, best Little Whorehouse in Texas. I will go with, you know, it's a cheater move, but Smokey the Bandit 3.
He wasn't in that.
What?
He wasn't in 3.
You win!
Yeah.
Which Burt Reynolds movies did we miss?
Cop and a Half.
Cop and a Half.
Dukes of Hazzard, the movie, right? What's that?
Oh, the end. The end.
The end.
I should have said that.
Oh.
So close.
I didn't want to rub it in. What else?
Was he in?
He was a cop.
Abba Zabba Jabba. City Heat.
City. Mm-hmm. Was he in Fatso?
Smoking the Man at 3.
No.
He was not in Smoking the Man at 3.
He was on his list of things he was in.
Does he cameo in it? He might appear like for a second.
He wasn't the lead.
Or maybe you just hear him over a CB radio or something.
Was he in Mr. Baseball?
So I win. Okay. And he's not in Mr. Baseball, no.
No one can prove that.
Sorry, you guys. All right, Seth, who are you playing for again?
Ted.
For Ted. So Ted gets the prize bag.
Ted's flying solo today.
Come on up here, man. Congratulations. I'm sorry I didn't put a flashlight in there.
There's the asshole in the back, though.
Yeah, yeah, he won, so he doesn't
get it. Hey, Ted, make sure you stick around so I can get you the resurrection.
Oh, yeah, get that from him, and just run at him afterwards, like in an attacking position. See what happens. And pass the name tag down there, Diamond Dallas Page. Tell us once again where and how people could see the resurrection of Jake the Snake.
You can catch it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Vudu, PlayStation. It's all out there. And I think it's in 3 different languages. Well, it's got subtitles for Spanish, German, and French. So
The French love their wrestling.
The Canadian French love their wrestling. Yeah.
When you see somebody, like, it's probably like number 45 of my consideration would be, can I pick them up? How high on the list is it for you? Like, if you saw Ted come up and get it, are you like, okay, male, white, I could pick them up.
That's what goes through your head when you see people, you're like, can I lift them?
That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, for him.
It's number 54. I go, male, white,
It'd be
friendly.
Funny if you called Lyft and he just showed up. I'm going to carry you somewhere. I carried Pete Holmes through all of Doug Lowe's movies.
You're not doing warm-up.
Yeah, but... But thank you for putting up with all of this. You've been a very good sport because he didn't know what was going to happen here today. He's just got a publicist. He's like, go do this thing. All right, I'll do this thing in the back of the comic book.
I got here and I was like, first of all, Doug walked up and he hit me with such an odor of like, I was like, okay, cool, going to be a fun show.
Yeah, I didn't understand what the odor was. You stop talking, then you...
I forgot to put on deodorant. Because I was high! Pete, I hate to bring your name up again, but as long as you're here, congratulations on your new HBO television series.
Yeah. Oh. Coming
Thank
out
you.
2018.
2018, yeah. And the science on our show will check out. Yeah, no, I'm excited about that. Check
you
it out.
You did a pilot, and now it's going to series. That's the thing. And how soon did you start shooting that?
We'll shoot it in the summer.
Okay.
The summer, yeah. So hopefully it'll be out
Which
in the fall.
Coast?
Well, you're shooting in New York.
It takes place in New York. All right, I don't mind flying out.
You know, my character has
Your character has friends that are comedians, so I'm hoping I got a shot.
Somebody's got to introduce me to the smoky world of
Jumanji. Oh, I love that episode.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Doug gets Pete too high. Like, I'll just be in one scene. Getting you too high, and the rest of the episode is you trying to do things too high.
Doug gets high to Pete.
You know what? I think I'm going to be busy this summer. I'm going to be in a lot of festivals. I'm going to Canada for a while.
I want people to listen to the podcast. I'm completely different on my own podcast. Well, I'm mostly the same. But listen to my own podcast. It's called You Made It Weird.
Well, it's just you and one other person.
That's good.
So it's less interrupting.
And no, if I'm on the show, if you bring a You Made a Weird themed thing, I'll play for you. It's happened before, Seth.
I'm sure it has.
Don't talk to me in that tone. I have literally run out of steam, so if you just want to like
this
wrap
is a perfect
it up.
Really? You think it's a good time to end the show?
Oh, he's tuckered out.
Tuckered out.
He's tuckered. He's going to sleep tonight. Someone make a GIF.
Yeah, Pete's paying for the Make a GIF Foundation today. What are you doing? Why are you tearing this apart? Oh, you're taking the
Sour
Patch Kids.
He's taking the Sour Patch Kids.
What the hell?
It that was means like, you're going to get
like
divorced,
Marshawn Lynch in the crowd.
It was like that gif of that rocker catching that beer.
Your hand was up before I threw it, and then I threw it.
Well, she
it.
Was trying to ask a question.
Perfectly.
And then you threw a box of
hand.
Candy in her hand. That, was, like, that was impressive. See if she can do it again.
She did it again! She did it again!
That was awesome! Oh, my God! That was awesome!
That's never happened! That's never happened!
Wow!
That
was insane!
That was insane, right? It went right into her hand!
It bounced off of Fester's shoulder and went right into her hands. That was incredible.
Where's the fucking
incredible.
Camera?
Nice assist, man.
Come to the live shows. See Ralph. Mark Wahlberg's body language. See the wrestling move that was put on me and see candy thrown into a woman's hand. Not once, but twice.
Best carnival barker ever.
Whoa.
Not once, but twice.
Valentine's Day is a day for throwing candy at women.
There's some good stuff in here. Well, I'm going to take this.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, I like this
Jesus.
One. Who, you put this on too well. Oh, my Lord. She would have missed it.
There's nothing she can't catch.
Except a break.
Oh, my God.
Ready?
Oh, you had to do it again.
You ruined it.
I wasn't shooting at her eye, that's why.
Look, I just wanted to have candy. It's more than the game.
Seth Herzog is at the Zog on Twitter.
Yep.
He's in town all week. If you go see the Jimmy Fallon program, you'll see him there.
Yeah, and I just did a bit today. I just shot a video that's going to air tomorrow.
Cool.
With the cast.
Two-night show.
Yeah.
And what else is going on? You got your weekly show in New York City.
Weekly show, sweet. Every Tuesday at the Slipper Room.
Cool.
My mom still
performs.
You don't
have to make up a venue and a show. You can tell us about real things.
I didn't make up a venue.
Sweet at the Slipper Room?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is out of space.
No, that's what it's called. It's true.
We'll go up there when you're in town shooting the Getting Me High episode.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Asterisk.
We're already making plans for after work.
Not a guarantee.
I'm excited.
And I
he's got to run it by the network, and they're going
to
come back.
I wouldn't even have to fly in.
What?
That's true. We
oh yeah,
there.
Seth lives there.
I live
so
there.
So you'd have
you
to like pay him to go out of town.
Yeah.
To not be on, you know. I'm going to fly you somewhere so you won't be on the show.
It's like locking up a werewolf pre-werewolf.
Have you ever been to Fort Lauderdale, Pete?
I've been to Fort Lauderdale.
You ever been to St. Pete, Laud? I don't know what I'm saying. I'll be at the Fort Lauderdale Improv, also in Hollywood, Florida, on February 25th and 27th. I got a day off in between.
Ooh, I'll be at Largo on March 9th.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Pete and Friends. What's it called?
Pete and Friends.
No, it's got a different name. Pete.
Oh, Living at Largo. That's what it's called.
Living at Largo,
You should do it.
I can?
That I can offer you.
When is it?
March 9th.
Ironically, I will be in town. Here.
We're all booked up.
We're all booked up. Look how happy that made him. Look how happy that made him.
I never get to be mean. It's fun.
If you want to write down a hashtag when telling your friends about this episode, make it hashtag... What does that even say? Oh, make a gif.
Make a gif, baby.
What was it you said? Make a what gif?
Make a
mental.
Mental gif.
Make a mental gif.
Hashtag make a mental gif. And thanks again to all of my guests, Diamond Dallas Page, Pete Holmes, and Seth Herzog. Oh, I should have done this earlier. I got to I gotta tear this out of this thing. And as always, people that get caught jerking off in the jacuzzi at my apartment complex are a big, fat, creepy shithead. And then in parentheses...
But not if you don't get caught.
In parentheses, unfortunately a true story.
Otis, you hey, saw some Spunkmeyer?
Here, Pete. Pete, pass me your microphone for a second.
Oh, sorry.
And children are a shithead!
Children.
Thanks once again to our sponsor, Postmates. Postmates is transforming the way local goods move around a city by enabling anyone to get any product delivered in under 1 hour. And you can get free delivery with the code DUG. Just the one time, but give it a shot. With a few taps, Postmates will bring any product right to your door in less than 1 hour. It's like magic. So next time you don't want to leave your game, download the Postmates app on iTunes or Android and enter the code DUG for a free first delivery. See you next time.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in